Back to Kevin Hart. Quote, keep in mind, I'm not homophobic. I have nothing against gay people. Do what you want to do. But me, being a heterosexual male, if I can prevent my son from being gay, I will. Close quote. GLAAD, the advocacy group for LGBTQ rights, said Thursday that it reached out to the Oscars broadcaster ABC, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, and Hart's Manglement to discuss Kevin's anti-LGBTQ record and rhetoric. Of course, you know what happened next. Why don't they ask Chris Pratt to host the Oscars? Oh, no, we don't want to do that, Mitter-chur. He might pray while he's up there. We're not going to have any praying while we're celebrating the devil. Now, if you want to pray to Satan, Chris, you can. Comedian and actor Billy Eichner said, a simple, authentic apology showing any bit of understanding or remorse would have been so simple. Remorse for what? Ladies and gentlemen, this is... people. I feel so sorry for the people that live in socialist countries. Really? So you feel sorry for yourself because you live in one. This is top-down Politburo brain and mental thinking programming. You are only allowed to think what we tell you to think. If you deviate from it, we will extort you and you either go along with us or we will kill, we will ruin, we will take from you your ability to function economically in our little system here. We'll take it all away from you. How much you want to bet now that this has happened? Kevin Hart, you may as well go and get the full-on wrath and hatred of these people and convert to Catholicism. Let them really hate you. At least then you'll have the faith and Our Lady and all the other things that go along with it, an example of our Lord to fall back on. Because if you think the chastisement's over because you lost the Oscars, brother, these people do not stop until you are dead. They are not going to stop until you are no longer allowed on Netflix. You're no longer allowed on Hulu. You're no longer allowed to broadcast anywhere.
Okay. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop, ever, until you are dead.
You're going to be extorted into oblivion, Kevin. It's over. Your career, your family's probably going to leave you now. Do the right thing. Convert. I'm serious, folks. This is straight up extortion. Make no mistake about it. Not the first time, this is an AP News story I'm reading. It's not the first time an Oscars host has been derailed by anti-gay remarks. I don't even know what that means. What is anti-gay? What does that even mean? Here, can you tell me what is pro-gay? I love happiness. Okay, that's pro-gay. I love joy. That's pro-gay. A T. I love clowns and I love cotton candy at the amusement park. That's pro-gay. Well, I don't care what anybody does in their bedroom. If you're a guy and you want to do it with a guy, you want to do it every night, that's your bed. You go ahead and do it. Fine by me. That's not pro-gay. That's pro-sin. As a society, if we don't get our language right, you realize how many tens of millions of souls are right now in danger of falling into Hades like little snowflakes, and they are snowflakes, by the way, as Our Lady warned Sister Lucia about at Fatima. My church show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. My telephone number, it is a free phone Friday, 844-527-8723. Love to talk to you about this or anything else that's on your mind. You have a little bit of freedom in selecting your topic on Free Phone Friday. That's why we call it Free Phone Friday. I also mentioned earlier, and we'll continue mentioning this all day, and implore your aid and your assistance, that we are.